Hey, True Crew, this is Vic, and I'm here to proudly announce that we are affiliates of The Subtle Nerd. The Subtle Nerd is a place where you can get all your modern nerding, gaming, geek lifestyle type shirts. They've got hoodies, they've got tank tops, they've got stuff for men and women. They've even got posters and mugs for all your nerd gaming needs. And the best part about all this is that you, our loyal listeners and followers, all get to benefit from this joint venture, which means you get 10% off if you use the code CHEWPOD, CHEWPOD, all cap letters. You'll get 10% off your entire purchase. So what are you waiting for? All you have to do is just click the link in the ad description below, or you can just head on over to thesubtlenerd.com. We'll also have all the information you need posted and pinned on all of our social media websites. And again, head on over to The Subtle Nerd, and don't forget to use the coupon code CHEWPOD so you get 10% off.
Episode 383 of Chew on This, a Nerds United podcast. I'm BJ.
Vic, I'm so fucking pissed off. I'm so mad.
This is the first in a long time.
I'm so mad. This has been a long time. We're actually sitting in the same room recording this review of Transformers Rise of the Beast. So we're doing this on a Friday night. So we just came back and watched it. And so we'll just get the boring shit out of the way. There's no box office stuff. So it's just going to be Rotten Tomatoes, and it is at 53% with 150 reviews.
What's the audience score?
90%.
They're stupid. Yeah. 89% of that's G.I. Joe fans.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is why you can't trust fucking fans. Holy shit, this movie. It's been a long time since I left the theater.
You were angry.
I was so angry that I texted you in the movie. I'm so fucking mad right now. During the movie.
I think that was after they did the whole plan thing. Like, this is the plan. I was like, what is this, Star Wars? Like, this,
no, it's there's two fucking generals, right? There's two primes, right? They're two, supposedly this, like, dude, the primal is named after Optimus Prime. That's how good a general Optimus Prime is supposed to be. And then they start taking orders from fucking Comtech guy. Yeah, he's in the military, but he's just a fucking nerd. I don't understand where he, even if he got that tech suit from Mirage at the end of the movie, like, where did he learn how to fucking fight?
I don't know. I thought for some reason Mirage was still like in the suit, like helping him fight, but nope.
Yeah, so that made no sense, like when he had his fucking like little parking lights on his kicks. Fuck this movie.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this movie's so stupid.
So, yeah, I mean, folks, we didn't even need to give you an initial reaction. We were just furious when we walked out of there. And I'll tell you why. It's because we got a good Transformer movie in Bumblebee. Yeah. Like, we were shocked when that movie came out, and the RT ratings were so high that we went and saw it. And it was like our number two movie of the year, because I think that was behind Spider-Verse, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was
Bumblebee for like the longest time.
Oh man, until Spider-Verse came out. So, which shocked us, because we never in a million years would say like, oh, a Transformer movie was any good. Bumblebee was fantastic. So I was actually kind of looking forward to this movie, but the trailers did not do it any good service.
Right,
at all.
But I had like some hope. I was like, you know what? They did a really good job with Bumblebee. They just need to continue that momentum. And this is basically what they did, is they took all the shitty things out of the Michael Bay movies. Like, Travis Knight even fixed how they transformed.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Like, just simple transformation shit. Not all these, like, thousand moving parts bullshit. Well, this guy goes back to that shit. And yep, he also goes back to all the stereotype jokes, all the fucking – the only – like you said when we walked out of the theater, you said this. You're like, the only thing missing out of this fucking Michael Bay movie, who did not direct this movie.
Yep.
The only thing missing from this movie was, like, a hot chick bent over a motorcycle for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that was missing out of this movie. Everything else in this movie is identical. Once again, let's give this thing that these giant fucking death-killing robots want to the fucking human and just have him run in a jungle this time.
Instead of a city, it was a jungle.
Sam had, like, paved roads.
Right,
he's
right.
running through a fucking jungle. But let's give it to this dude. You literally have a fucking cheetah. And you give it to the fucking humans.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I hate this movie.
Oh, it's again, it's like one of these things where they make actually no logical sense whatsoever. Oh, I mean, even in the Bumblebee movie that, like, John Cena, like you said, had that line where he was like, oh, they're Decepticons. Of course you can't trust. I mean, like, right. like, it's a truthful line and it's funny. There was nothing truthful about this movie at all. It was just mayhem and ridiculousness
The amount of money they spent on this piece of shit. Oh my God.
Nothing makes sense in this fucking movie. We could have wrote a way better script. And I think the original, like, Beast Wars is really cool.
The story is pretty cool.
They took all the coolness out of it whatsoever.
They even fuck up that story, because if somebody's actually listening to the show still, correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, but I could have swore Beast Wars was actually, like, they were from the past.
Yeah.
And the Optimus Prime that we've seen is actually from the future. So, like, in the past, Cybertron was both biological and mechanical.
Right.
Right? And that was how – but in the movie, he says Optimus Primal, the ape version, he says that he's named after Optimus Prime, which puts him in the future.
Right.
So even that they fuck up.
Like, how could they name me after you if you don't even exist?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was so confusing, and the plot is so contrived. There's like this, a key that's broken into two parts, and they hide. Again, it's a key or an AllSpark or it's something.
It's shaped like an AllSpark. That's when I also knew. I was like, wait, that's the key? It's this fucking little dagger dick looking thing from Seven? Yeah. Fuck, only this time it glows yellow.
Yeah, it's
an Asian and fucking one, dagger dick?
Yeah. And one of the pieces was hidden in a fucking
an eagle statue.
I'm like, why? This is the worst place to hide this. Like, someone's gonna find it.
And then the other half is kept in this, like, underground, like forgotten city. Like, if it was like from the Aztecs, like, it could have been like the Forbidden City or whatever it was. Right,
right.
It hasn't been touched for a millennia until this woman figures this out and goes and gets it. Right.
Yeah.
They take it. The primals or the maximals take that half and bring it closer to the temple that it's at and let the fucking humans who don't even have bows and arrows to protect it with a piece of cloth. There's no puzzle. There's no nothing. It's held in the same type of cloth where you would, like, wipe your mouth if you were at, like, a fancy restaurant.
Right, right. I didn't understand.
Holy shit.
I didn't understand any of that. You have the greatest weapon in the world in Prime, and, like, just give it to that guy and just let him run. Go hide it somewhere.
And once again, we bring back, like, the murderous death, like, the murderous bloodlust Optimus Prime.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, once again, it's like, he's not like, I'm going to, like, kill you. He's like, I'm going to rip your dick through your fucking mouth.
Yeah. That's never been like that in the cartoons or whatever. He's a little more restrained, but he goes apeshit.
And there's, like, there's this typical, like, Michael Bay thing where, like, he has no idea how to character develop.
No.
So he forces lines into the movie to, like, to give you this, like, emotional pull in the movie. And you're like, well, where the fuck did that come from? Cause literally there's a point in time where the scientist lady, Elena, says, you know, to Noah, I think his name, right?
Noah, yeah.
Like, you're just like Optimus. You don't see it. And we're like, no, he wouldn't see it because it doesn't fucking exist. You're just making this shit up to fucking move the plot along or just to pull on some fucking strings of idiots who don't know anything about character development.
It was something about, like, he's taking care of his own, like, you're taking care of
your own. Like, what the fuck? Oh,
okay,
man.
Well, that's where the similarities stop. Okay? like you're, I don't know. It's so stupid. So, I mean, there's just so many things in this. Like, one of the things that bugged me too was that I don't know of any walkie-talkie in this world that can talk, like, from
Peru,
from Brooklyn to Peru. This yeah. little shitty same, Radio Shack walkie-talkie.
It's the same ones that me and my sister wanted growing up, and they didn't even work from, like, the first floor to the basement. No. This one works across the fucking world in a goddamn cave.
And he's talking to him through the what is he talking to him through? He didn't have a walkie-talkie on.
I don't fucking know. No,
he just started talking.
I don't fucking know. The thing was, it's literally a fucking walkie, those piece of shit walkie-talkies that like you get from Fisher Price. Yeah. And they're just, and they're a pain in the ass because they were those fucking 9-volt batteries.
And it was crackle.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get like yeah. 10 feet away before it starts and the dying. Only,
And then if you could hear it, you could also hear the person in the other room. just completely null and voiding the whole purpose of having a walkie-talkie. But somehow, he answers the call during this, like, earth, like, universe-shattering thing and just starts having a 5-minute conversation
with his brother, yeah.
Yeah.
Get up, you can do it.
You have been to fucking war. And he goes, I'm not brave like you. I don't give a shit if you're a computer nerd and you have to fucking, like, do some shit on the computer in the middle of, like, battle, you're still brave, right?
Right.
He turns around to his fucking 11-year-old brother and says, I'm not as strong as you because he's got sickle cell.
Yeah.
He's been through war.
Well, the kid doesn't have any, he's like, do you have any idea what's going on around me, you stupid shit? The kid's just like, get up.
At one point, I turned to Arnell right in the middle of that conversation. He's like, I'm not doing anything. How you doing? Like, what's going on with you?
Yeah, let's go.
What's going on? What have you been up to? How's school?
I would have liked him to just FaceTime. You just see like this chaos behind him and he's like
that would
hey, what's up?
That would have been the like yeah. 2020 version
right.
of that. Only this
what's
time
with
it's through
the
walkie-talkie. At least the iPhone would have gotten service.
Do you
service.
Know how many times I swear to God I thought Dom Toretto was gonna show up in this movie? Do you understand? The NOS kind of thing where I was like, oh, it's NOS, you know, or the walkie-talkies. Like, they always have walkie-talkies in the cars.
Right, right.
They always have walkie-talkie. And how do you drive and have a walkie-talkie in your fucking hand?
Yeah,
anyway.
Why don't you put a Fiaro in fucking space.
Yeah.
And you don't have an earpiece.
You don't have an earpiece.
Fucking morons. It's like you spent all your money and once again you forgot to get the good earpieces.
You have noise-canceling earphones.
Yeah.
And you can't.
I have them to go walking. Yeah. You guys are on a death mission, like a suicide mission. And you want to use walkie-talkies.
You're drivers.
Those are the kind of walkie-talkies that also have headpieces.
They have ear.
Dude, I had those. You would walk around Best Buy, right?
Yeah.
They have earpieces.
They have earpieces with the little
those
box.
Are the same fucking things.
Well, it's really irritating because don't you need to drive a car? You're driving a car. Don't you need both your hands?
What about hands-free? What the fuck are you doing? Where's fucking hands-free?
But why is he holding – why does he have this walkie-talkie in Peru? Like, it was like, oh, I better take that with me in case my brother wants to call
me. Why could,
like,
dude, Mirage made a fucking, like – Iron Man hand thing for him out of himself.
Yeah.
Why don't you just copy the signal so that would make more sense? That
right.
You could
right.
talk to him, right? That's where you drew the line. The walkie talkie is where you drew the ridiculous line.
Let's talk about Mirage. Mirage was a new character, right?
Not in Transformers, but in live action.
And it's played by, I mean, immediately you're like, oh, that's Pete Davidson. Sounds like Saturday Night Live or right. something. And he's making, you know, of course, he's got all the Michael Bay jokes or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's a part of the movie where he's basically taking hits in the asshole with the weapon because he's like covering him and he's just getting shot in the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And Scourge is just standing there.
But dude, I don't know if you noticed this because there's so much chaos going on, but like he shot both his legs off and an arm. Right?
Yeah.
He's fucking robocopping him. Like, right on top of Noah.
I didn't understand why he just didn't go over with a knife and just shove it right through like Jason does.
And then
kill
both of them at the same
time. Just kill him at the same time.
Yeah.
No, he's just 20 feet away, just shoot him in the ass. Boom! Boom!
Like, how are you missing by that much?
Yeah.
You're standing like 2 feet from
and
him.
And why does his gun, does Scourge's gun, honestly, like, it doesn't have like automatic, like you can't just hold the button down where it's like, oh, like he's gotta shoot one at a time, just one. Like, oh, I'm just gonna, one more.
He forgot to use his skill points to upgrade his weapon.
It's gotta keep recharging. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's because of plot.
Oh my god. And then he just stops shooting him and Noah's and just laying there. That's still, when the walkie-talkie
somehow
thing.
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's just like, I got you, man. Like, I made you a promise. What, that you're gonna give me a suit? Like, yeah. All of a sudden, Mirage turns into basically an Iron Man suit, but he looks like Mega Man.
he did. Especially when he did the fucking cannon arm.
The pose? The cannon arm.
And he has the Iron Man, and he has the Iron Man superhero pose.
I'm like, what? What the fuck?
Wait, we're just throwing everything in here. When the fuck is Captain Marvel showing up?
How did you just-
When's Captain Marvel showing up and just drive, like flying right through Unicron?
Right through his asshole.
Yeah, just right out the fucking front.
I was like, what is happening right now? Like, I don't understand. Like, this guy, he's a computer nerd. He was in the army. Now all of a sudden he's doing superhero poses. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Because he has a suit that he doesn't know how to use.
Well, at first I thought maybe, I thought Mirage was taking over the suit.
Yeah, you don't even hear from him.
He's not. No. Yeah. And he's got like a jetpack. Yeah. And he's like flying around and shit.
That was done so much better in the fucking, in the Transformers movie cartoon.
Yeah, oh yeah, for
when, like,
sure.
When, like, Danny was, like, transforming, and he's trying to transform. Like, I thought that was fucking
awesome.
That
was pretty cool.
Right? It's still cool to me. This was like-
That was not cool.
This was not good. This was the exact opposite.
It reminds me of that episode of Rick and Morty where they're on the Purge, and they're wearing those suits, and they're just murdering everybody. Yeah. That's what he looked like. The suit looked ridiculous.
He looks
on
so
him.
Dumb.
It looks so stupid.
could tell the entire, like, yeah, it's Iron Man is green screen too, or whatever, but like, it's just like, they didn't put a whole lot of, they put a lot of budget into everything else.
This is Kmart. This is Kmart Iron Man.
This is like CW. CW.
CW Iron Man.
Yeah. Which is basically the Atom.
God, what is the plot of this stupid movie? It was something about...
So they need the key... So Unicron, I guess, because they're in the future now.
He's
instead.
Galactus, basically. Yeah, he's eight worlds.
So of course, he's like... hungry. Because, again, they reverse the fucking timeline.
Yeah,
right?
They
reverse the thing. So the Maximals are in the future, right? Unicron is there to fucking wipe their planet out. They travel back to the past to keep the key there so that basically, like, I guess Unicron ate all the fucking planets in their universe and then needs to go to another.
Still hungry.
He's got no more, like, he's got, like, no more planets to fucking eat because he ate them all. The fucking fat bastard, gluttonous piece of shit, ate all the fucking planets. Like, right in a row. Like, he had the munchies or some shit.
He smokes this big old fucking joint. Yeah. He's like, I'm hungry.
Yeah,
so Scourge, like, find me a planet.
Just eat the universe. Just ate the whole fucking thing. Like you eating like a family sized potato chip bag. Like Ruffles.
He pours milk on the planet.
And he's like, wait, I think I want ice cream now.
He spreads Nutella on the planet.
Oh shit.
He just starts licking the planet and chewing on it little by little.
He crushes moons and then like sprinkles them like they're fucking spice.
He's like Emerald. Bam! He's doing the chef's kiss.
He's in the salt bay.
With the glasses and the ponytail. Oh shit!
Oh,
bam!
God. Fuck!
This is chef's kiss, Scourge. Thank you.
I had so much more fun in those 30 seconds than I did in that entire fucking movie.
Man, this movie was so fucking terrible. To the point where they literally bring in Star Wars. They literally show these plans, and they're like, "You got to go up the hole here and get the thing." And I'm like, "Oh,
only in Star Wars they used X-wings,
right?
In this one, humans. They used the slowest fucking form of transportation. It's like if they." Attack the Death Star with those fucking horses from Rise of Skywalker.
I remember that.
Right?
Oh my God.
Holy
he's
shit.
Like, it's like, come on, let's run on the Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
All the Star Destroyer had to do was tilt. They were and they're fucking dead.
Yeah.
And
they didn't do it. He's like, oh fuck. Can we just turn them? They're just getting a little bit annoying here.
Yeah. It's a little, get a little scratchy.
Yeah. Like, we just. Palpatine's gonna be pissed because literally we didn't even pull out of the driveway yet, and they're scratching the fuck out of this. It's really fucking annoying. Just, oh my God, it's just fucking
just turn the wheel.
It's
just,
really, it's really fucking rude. So I don't feel bad about this. Let's just give a little shimmy over.
Oh my God,
like just that little shimmy, like you know that little shimmy when like something's on the passenger side floor,
yeah,
and you need to get it over, so you jerk the wheel over.
So it gets closer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah, I never understood that. I'm like, just fucking tilt the ship.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Fucking,
so, yeah. Just tilt. So that's how stupid this movie is. It's like if you attack the Death Star with the Rise of Skywalker horses. And you win.
And you win.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at one point, the plan was to, like, we have to distract this killing machine. I mean, they already, like, Scourge is like fucking, I don't even know, just the most ridiculously
like
overpowering
yeah.
thing, and that's unbeatable. And they're just like, we'll distract him and you run underneath him or something like that, get to the key and put in this code, which the girl had figured out, which I didn't have a problem with that because she figured it out early on in the movie.
But
send her to use alien
Optimus
technology.
Primal actually used it last time because that's how he fucking got to Earth. Like, he actually used that identical computer and just, like, imagine the most technologically stupid person you know. Your keyboard is like, your computer is like password locked, right?
Right.
And you tell that person in the middle of a crisis to go use your MacBook. And you tell them to punch in this fucking code.
Right.
And they're the point and click typers.
Right.
Like the fucking search and point and click, and that's how you spell.
Right, right.
So that's basically what they did. They sent this woman who's literally just an archaeologist, right? I think so, right? They don't really say what she is, but she's like an arts person.
She
or
was
like,
well,
like
she
expert.
Was like a, yeah, and they, she was shit on at work. I mean, her boss was
yeah,
a bitch.
But that
know?
Doesn't excuse the fact that she's a fucking, like a completely, like if you took Indiana Jones out of Indiana Jones and said, search the fucking internet. Like, that's basically what's happening here. Because somehow she figures out how to use this fucking computer that Optimus Primal knows how to fucking do. So again, the two best fucking fighters in this are both primes, other than Scourge, right?
Right.
Are they helping the humans put this fucking code into the computer?
No.
That one of them actually knows how to use? No. They're fucking fighting peons.
Right, right. That, I didn't understand that. I'm like, why don't you send someone who knows this technology? They probably would have typed it in a lot faster too.
Yeah.
Because she
yeah.
was slow as shit.
Yeah, because she never fucking used it before because it's a fucking alien goddamn technology.
I mean, it was like these big, two big circles with all these symbols on it.
At least it took Jeff Goldblum all fucking night to figure it out.
Where's James Spader when you need him? You know,
right?
The Stargate
oh
guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was super annoying because he was slow as shit. And I'm like, you're all dead. You're all dead. Just, you know, and then, you know, they do get to a point where, like, they can't, like, she puts the code in and stops the whole thing. But then, like, a guy shoots it and destroys it. So then Unicron keeps coming through. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you'd put the code in. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
what?
So then here's the dumb part, which is the entire movie. But the dumb part is, right before this whole final battle happens, they say, we can't just blow the tower up because
it's like a supernova.
Literally says supernova, which means, like,
it'll basically destroy half
the planet or the entire
yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah.
It looks like just an erupting volcano.
Yeah, that's all it does. Is
it
just,
doesn't do anything.
No,
like, poofs out.
Just
like fucking. It's like that scene in Monsters, Inc. when they fucking
yeah.
they screwdrive this whole fucking giant contraption onto a sock.
It just goes poof.
And that's basically what happens. I'm like, what happened to the fucking supernova?
Right. And then when they do destroy it, it Yeah, it explodes, but they like fucking, again, it's like they turn on NOS or something.
Even if it's not a supernova, I'd expect, you know, a nuclear blast. Something right, that would right. kill everything where they wouldn't want to do that, right?
Right, right.
But if that's all that was going to happen, you should have just fucking blew it up.
To begin with.
Yeah, just right. blow. That's not a super... Dude, maybe supernova means something different on your planet. But on my planet, that's nothing.
Can you imagine just sitting there like, that's it? Why didn't we blow it up yeah. like an hour
why
ago?
Why the fuck did we waste this? Mirage is dead because of you.
Oh, let's get into that. He fucking... That doesn't make any sense.
Which part?
A human puts a transformer back together and he fucking lives.
From like, junk, from like, junkyard pieces.
Yeah, but did he have an energy cron? Yeah.
His suit, like that front of the front of the hood.
Uh-huh.
I think that was his suit. Like that, like, I guess like Mirage's essence was still in there.
Would that be like, messed if you, up like, if the part of the suit he's wearing is his cock?
like
he's
his
like,
essence
smells in here.
Like Baymax, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like done way better in that cartoon in Big Hero 6, done way better there. Like it actually made sense.
His
and it made
essence was still, right.
Like
yeah, yeah.
like I if you didn't tear up at the end of Big Hero 6 when like
you're a piece of
you
shit.
you hear Baymax's voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you're you love this movie,
yeah,
because yeah. this movie is fucking terrible.
Yeah, because he does it like when you see the Porsche
when he transforms, you're
like,
just like
whatever.
I'm like, all right, this is fucking Clark yeah. living at the end of fucking
yay,
Batman
v
Superman.
Back.
So like, okay, hey. Like I knew this was happening.
Pete Davidson's back.
You're not gonna fucking hire Pete Davidson to kill him in the first movie. You're not gonna fucking do it. Like I already know. It's like it might as well be Law and Order and Robin Williams
they
is fucking killed, in the movie.
They
in
killed
the show.
Michelle Yeoh. They killed her off.
Yeah, but that's
in
not
the stupidest way.
Oh yeah, she gets some scourge sperm on her,
and then she and gets controls
infected,
her mind
and gets infected. Oh, what about everybody else lives in this movie is brought back to life except for the Asian woman.
I know. It's
so Bumblebee fucking... fucking just dies. They just put him on some fucking Energon rocks. Some Energon rocks.
Put her on there.
Yeah.
Put her on there.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh, there's only one bed.
What about,
only
what
one
about
rock.
All those other rocks?
Yeah.
Like, no, those are spoken for. They're reserved.
They're
reserved. And you're like, they're like literally 50 giant boulders and there's only like 10 of us.
Can we just put her on there for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
No.
It's still turned on. There's nobody coming here. Nope. Fuck her.
I like that they're spoken for. Fuck.
It's that time of the show where I ask you to review our show on iTunes and Facebook. On iTunes, you can just look us up at Chew on This, a Nerd United podcast. And on Facebook, once again, that is at Chew on This podcast. So please head on over and give us one of those nice 5-star reviews and tell us how we changed your life and made it for the better. And now back to the show.
Dude,
just let her die.
When she sacrifices herself or whatever, yeah. She's like, do it. And like, you don't hear anything, right?
No, he's just squeezing her.
Yeah,
like a bear hug.
I'm like, you're spooning her to death. Cause he was doing it from behind.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna like break her neck or something.
Yeah, like does
but
nothing.
It, no, nothing. Like, he just hugs her.
Cave in the
and
chest.
She just goes, ugh.
Like no chest was caved in. Like everybody dies a violent death.
I think there's a deleted. I honestly think they stopped the scene before, like you hear like a, like a snap or something.
I don't
like
give
that.
A shit. Like that's the time.
But that's the thing. It's like, okay, he shoots one thing at her. Why didn't you shoot all of them with that shit? Like turn all of them.
Right.
It makes no
Instead
sense.
Instead of shooting your laser, just keep shooting that fuck.
Oh God.
Keep it shooting
been
your fucking sperm all over everything.
It would have been so funny if it misses her and hits one of the humans and the humans just like clinking on, like trying to.
With an axe, and everybody's like, what the fuck are you doing?
With a stick. Like, hitting Optimus Prime's
like,
leg.
Oh, fucking Noah. Just kick him off to the
just
side.
Just flick him with his finger.
Yeah, right? Or they walk in, and he's fucking hacked Alina to death. They're like, Mirage walks in, and you're like, what
oh,
the fuck?
Oh,
man.
No.
We're not friends anymore. This is where I draw the line.
This is bad.
This is not good.
You know what? I'm done. Just destroy it.
This is way worse. This is so bad.
Just blood everywhere. Yeah. Ah, man. Yeah,
what was his brother's name? Tails?
I don't know. I didn't care.
It was Tails because they kept... this movie let you know at every point in time that it's in 1994.
Four, right.
Because in the intro, the fucking director even said this movie's in 1994.
Right.
And by the end of the movie, you're like, oh shit, this movie's in 1994. Because every single reference possible happens in... They talk about Sonic and Tails, all the music, all the little references and shit. It's fucking, yes, I get it. It's in 1994. I understand. But
you're in Peru! Who gives a fuck? Yeah, right? 1994 Peru. Wow.
How about the fact that those people that they entrusted the other half of the key to, that dude comes out in like this bright fucking like hat, brand new hat. He's in this like really shitty like pants, like worn out pants.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been a big deal like if the rest of him was like really nice, but like, I don't know how else to say this, but like, it's like if you saw a homeless person, right, in like raggedy shit, but all of a sudden they're wearing like a Minx jacket.
Right.
It didn't fit. It was bright as hell. I'm like, where did you get that from? Did they get an Amazon drop?
I don't remember anything from the 90s other than acid wash jeans. I remember those were like a big
deal. Those weren't in there.
No, none of that.
No.
I don't remember any of that. And I think bell bottoms actually started coming back because it was, what, 30 years after 60s. So there was a bunch of shit that was going on fashion-wise, but I didn't speak – but they were in Peru half the movie.
Dude. How the fuck does this guy own Jordans? The entire movie is based on the fact that he can't get a job because I guess something happened. Like, I don't know how.
Well, I think the way it's explained or you kind of deduce is that he was in the army. He ran off before a mission or something because his brother was sick.
Right.
He was distracted.
Right.
So like he goes to get a job and the guy's like, yeah, we're canceling your shit. And he's like, why? Like you pretty much were going to give me this job. And he's like, well, we heard from your superiors that you're...
Even the racism in this feels forced.
Oh my God.
Right?
Forced racism.
Yeah.
Because it's a Michael Bay's movie. It's just nonchalant racism.
Here's why.
Yeah.
That entire scene is forced racism. And here's why. Because that guy has literally every right not to hire Noah.
Yeah.
It's a dick move. Because, like, you would want to have empathy for Noah because of his sick brother.
Right.
But you're running a multi-million dollar corporation where you need...
Security.
Where people could die.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're fucking thinking about your brother who's sick, which sucks, but you're not watching your partner's back,
right,
somebody could fucking die. So I get it. As harsh as that is, I get that. But then, like, he doesn't even use the actual real reason. He just throws in the line... I'm not going to let anything, like, everything that I've built ruined by somebody like you. And you're like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was a little
That's forced racism!
That was a little over the top.
Holy shit, dude! Like, again, like, you want to hate that guy, but, like, if you take a step back, you're like, no, I completely...
No.
Like, if me and you all... If for some fucking reason this ended up being, like, a multi-million dollar thing, am I going to fucking let you fuck it up? Like, am I going to hire somebody who's fucking idiotic, who doesn't know what they're doing?
Right.
No, I would never fucking do that.
Right, right. So,
but somehow he takes a complete left turn and says, people like you. Like, what?
Whoa. Because, what do you mean, you people?
because all he had to do was answer that and be like, people like you who don't fucking know how to be part of a team.
Team, right.
That's
right.
All he had to say.
Yeah, he went a little
bit. But they just
bit.
Left that at that. I'm like, okay, this is forced racism.
Yeah, I'm like, that. He's not,
there's no,
not
there's
hiring no, the guy because he's...
If you wanted that guy to be racist and you wanted that racist scene, don't give him legitimate reasons not to hire him.
Right.
And then just throw the racism at the end. Like, what the fuck? Make him be a fucking racist throughout the whole thing.
Right.
Like, don't give him valid reasons not to ruin his business or get somebody killed and then just throw the shit in there.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. Because I sat there going like, well, yeah, why would this guy want to hire you? And then he says that thing at the end and I was like, well, that was okay. Then you just went too far. Like, you made your point.
Yeah.
And now you just like,
now you're an asshole.
Now you're an asshole. Now you're just,
like, I agree with you, but you're a racist. Like, I don't know how to feel right now. Like, I'm on your side, but what the fuck was this? Yeah. I was with you until the forced racism.
It was kind of in here a little bit. which was annoying and pretty, like, in your face.
It was literally
the token characters.
Yeah, it was literally Michael Bay. Like, I don't know what
he was channeling Michael Bay. I don't get it.
Like, why didn't you copy what Bumblebee did?
Yeah.
Why the fuck did you go back to Michael Bay's bullshit? What is wrong? Of all the people to fucking copy,
yeah, right?
You don't copy fucking JJ's fucking Rise of Skywalker. You copy Empire Strikes Back, and right, maybe you'll come close to it.
Right.
You don't copy because you can't. You're copying shit. Yeah, you're photocopying shit. Photocopy something good.
Yeah, you definitely took 20 steps back, and now and then let's talk about the end.
Oh my god!
So if you had a movie like, let's say, Batman Begins, and the very end they show that Joker card, you were fucking excited. You were like, "This was a great movie I just watched." Now on top of that, you're showing the Joker card.
Greatest fucking tease ever, because it was like a tag scene that wasn't a tag scene. That's how the movie ended.
Yes.
And that was it. And it was fucking brilliant. And
you're walking out of there, the music's going.
Because I remember when I saw that,
shit,
the entire theater went crazy. Nuts. When I was in there.
Yeah. Me too.
So in this one,
yeah,
he goes for a job interview, and the second that woman says, it's like the last door at the very, very back, I'm like, oh shit, here we go. It's Sector 7, right?
Yep.
And the guy who turns around is a pretty good character actor. I don't know his name, but he's really good.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh shit, it's gotta be Sector 7, because there's no way they're hiring this guy just to fucking do a stupid interview. whatever interview he's going for. You don't even know the job he's going for, I don't think.
Right.
Because it's not fucking important.
No, you don't know.
Because the whole point of
it's
it
security.
Is.
It's security. It's some sort of security thing.
So all of a sudden, you know, the guy starts revealing that, like, he knows that Noah was over there, which, again, we didn't even talk about that. Elena's on fucking 60 Minutes, right?
Yeah.
Because she took 10 fucking hours to climb 6 feet to get to that fucking computer, Noah had to save her ass like 6 times.
Yeah.
And he's fucking going for a job interview at some piece of shit security office. Like, fuck you, Elena. Fuck you.
At least, couldn't help me?
Yeah, like, fuck off.
Put me on 60 Minutes.
You wouldn't even be on 60 Minutes without me.
You would have been in the lava, dead, and like, riding.
Would you take
game.
Some fucking mountain climbing lessons? God fucking damn it. Just don't even take lessons. Just fucking climb go buy a ladder at Home Depot. Fuck. I hate her.
I know.
Because I didn't hate her up until that point.
Yeah.
She's on 60.
She basically took all the credit.
And then he's just smiling there. He's like basically getting cuckolded right on fucking live TV, and he's just smiling.
I'm going in for
like,
this
he doesn't even exist in this fucking thing. Because at no point does whoever's interviewing her go, well, how did you survive?
Yeah. What did you go through?
Yeah. Well, that giant explosion with all the fucking robots? Everybody saw it.
Well, I think the thing was like, oh, it was like a big storm or whatever. Like they didn't know what it was,
dude. When the shit happened over New York City and it was all gray, I already thought fucking Independence Day because of the goddamn computer.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Right.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, it's aliens.
Right. No, I thought it's Independence Day.
It's Independence Day.
Yeah.
But the thing is like everyone's like, oh, that's peculiar. Like,
yeah.
But she was being interviewed because she found the lost like tunnels underneath the thing.
Right.
And they should have been like, well, what were you doing there? Well,
that kind of originated from where you found the tunnels.
Yeah.
How did you survive that? Alone, by yourself.
Was there anyone else involved?
Yeah.
Nope, just me. How did you get there? Just flew there.
Noah wasn't there. No one was there. No one was there. Not Noah. I didn't say Noah. You said Noah. I don't know who Noah is.
He starts saying he just, Optimus was there. Yeah. I mean,
no.
Yeah, it was optimal area.
Yeah. For me to be around.
Optimal weather.
For me to get around. Sometimes, and then I still brought my like,
yeah,
like roller razor blades.
Stupid. Anyway, enough about that shit. Yeah. I found a lost civilization.
About this fucking eagle thing that I found.
Yeah,
that I found by myself, and nobody else helped me get there from fucking Peru. I've never been outside of New York City, but I found enough money to get myself to Peru. It's all me. And then Noah's just watching this, smiling like he's all proud of her. She fucked you, dude. She fucked you.
And she boned you.
Yeah. And you just turned around and be like, give me more. Oh, anyway, so we got sidetracked.
Let's
go
back.
Yeah. So he reveals, gives him this card because he reveals that he knows everything about what's been going on, even the Transformers. Slides him the card, and I'm like, oh, they're going to fucking turn it over, and it's going to be the Sector 7 card, right?
Because, yeah.
Like, it opens this, the back of the thing, of course, reveals this fucking giant thing. I'm like, here we go, Sector 7. Because there's like, they're working on a machine or something that I don't even know, like some kind of
What craft. If the off chance he says, no, I don't want to do it? They're like, oh, well, we got to kill you now. Because now you know this is here.
Everything. All the while just lying to the little brother who they're taking care of. Just fucking lying to him. Like, oh, he's on secret missions.
They're like, no matter what happens,
they just pay him for the rest of his life.
No matter what happens, like, we're going to take care
of him. Like, Noah's still alive. He's doing secret missions, but we pay him, so here's his money. He said he loves you so much that he wants you to have all his paycheck.
He's right? busy. You can't call him.
You can't call him, because if you call him, he'll die.
Yeah.
Like, you would blow his cover. We know about the walkie-talkie shit.
Yeah. We took it away.
Yeah, we took away the fucking walkie-talkie, man. Like, what the fuck?
But yeah, the off chance he says, no, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, they're going to have to kill him. They're going to have to kill him.
Because I'm like, that's pretty revealing. Like, yeah, check this shit out.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to work here.
At least in Men in Black, they waited until Jay, like, completely, yes, Simon. Just
zap
him. Then they
zap
fucking
him.
Showed it to him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, like, and in this one, like, while he's still like, he actually said no. And then they showed him.
They showed him, yeah.
They're like, oh, maybe this
Are
will
you
convince
sure?
You. Well, now we got to kill you.
Now,
that's why I said, are you sure, three times. I was like, winking.
Here's the deal. Flips the card over.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even get to that.
Says,
the scene is so stupid.
Because it literally says G.I. Joe on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Like, at least do the G.I. Joe logo and not name your secret organization.
You hear this like,
you literally
G.I.
Just,
Joe!
You literally just told him we're off the fucking books, and you give him a card with your fucking logo and name on it.
Yeah.
With a phone number.
Yeah, but...
With a phone number!
We really hope you say yes. Here's all this, like, technology. Here's my card.
I'm only allowed this one card. And if you don't take this, I gotta take it back, and then I gotta kill you.
It's gonna be really awkward.
You know, it's a really bad way. We've lost so many people through this, but, you know, the people that we get are really good.
You know what,
so we're just gonna keep going.
You never would have left your life. Yeah, like,
you were fucked. You were, like, Elena just fucked you. Like, that was the last straw. Like, maybe if she brought you along, your life could have turned around. But when she fucking just took all the credit, your life was, we checked for you. We checked. We probably weren't even going to ask you because you're just a computer guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how you fought that last battle. I have no fucking clue.
We're only hiring you because you made it out of there alive. Like,
yeah.
We have no idea how, but.
Actually, you know what it is? It's like you're the ugly friend. We just want the Transformers. Like, I'm talking to you.
If I was
to get
Noah,
I'm talking to you to get to your friends. Yeah. I'm going to buy you the drink so your friend doesn't think I'm an asshole. I'm going to buy you both drinks.
Right? He's the ugly person. He's the ugly friend.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, if I were Noah, I'd have been like, you guys knew we were doing this the whole time.
I would have been
like, where were you?
Right? Like, we could have used your fucking help. Did you see how Elena was fucking climbing? Holy shit.
Did you see that big thing coming through the clouds?
Yeah.
That was going to eat us?
Don't you guys have satellites up there? The thing was fucking huge.
I'm like, they're there with binoculars. Like,
dude,
wow.
You can see stars billions and light years away. You didn't see this giant fucking planet with a hole cut out in the middle of it coming through?
They literally were on the hill, like, a mile away with binoculars just watching, going like, let's see what happens.
They were playing Sonic, and they were playing Sonic 2 with Tails. They were playing Genesis just to reinforce that it's 1994.
They did that with the music, like, every 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, let's talk about the dialogue. Like, 25% of this dialogue is from Michael Bay's movie, and Michael Bay's dialogue is from the fucking cartoon movie. You're like, what the fuck, man?
With a little bit of 90s twist.
This is that This is that slow Michael Keaton in Multiplicity. When you get a clone of a clone.
You touch my Pepe.
Yeah, you get a clone of a clone.
I like pizza.
He cloned the fucking Transformers movie, and this is what you get.
Yeah.
You, like this,
you cloned
this,
the script.
This Transformers movie is just drinking an entire 2-liter bottle of Coke right now and fucking putting pizza on his face.
What if this was AI generated and the computer's battery was dying?
I would not. Maybe that's why after the first, like, the, maybe that's why after the first 15 minutes, it just fucking goes downhill.
Yeah, downhill.
Like when the
first 15 minutes was awesome.
When it's like in Snake Eyes, right?
That yeah.
Snake Eyes,
oh, when yeah, Cage. Yeah.
Just take this movie took a shit turn for me when like the plot had to take place. When like the actual thing, like the whole chase scene, like you build all that shit up, but it was building to like, okay, everything's okay. I kind of, I'm
museum,
following along.
The museum part
then the museum thing blows, like just completely just fucks everything up for me.
Yeah.
From then on, it just took a shit. It just got progressively worse and worse. And it could, you don't think somehow, look, I said, what did I say to you in the car? I'm like, if he turned that fucking card over and it said Gem, I would have been like, yep, I get it. Yep, why not? Why the fuck not? This movie's fucking stupid anyway. Let's fucking put Gem in this. Gem is now a secret organization that fucking follows Transformers. Good. Right, okay, let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's go. I'm on board.
But the thing is like, you're supposed to like gasp when you see the G.I. Joe card, and you don't.
I laughed.
I did too. I thought, if you're really going to sell this shit, like big time.
Right.
When that thing opens up, you see like the fucking G.I. Joe jet. You see fucking Snake Eyes fighting
the
in the background.
Tank. You see
the
like A1 tank. Right.
Or like the hovercraft shit.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the one that Brian Volkswagen's like, that one craft, you know, that he was trying to find. You see Snake Eyes like, you know, doing a, like, sparring.
With his fucking like white, the wolf thing, the white.
Yeah. I mean, you see that shit. Wing.
Yeah, yeah.
That I would have been like, oh. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
No, it was not cool. No. There was no...
Like, even the vehicle, like, that they were working on...
I think it was
a
Transformer.
I don't know what the fuck it was.
I don't know what that was
either. It looked like an oversized portion of the bottom of the Star Trek Enterprise.
Yeah, it did. I didn't know what that was either. I was like, where's all your cool shit?
Nothing in this entire white building that is squeaky clean.
That
says
screams
G.I. Joe
on it. Yeah. No.
Like, have you even seen G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
Because you have clearly not seen Beast Wars or Transformers.
No. And I would have liked to have seen in the background G.I. Joe walking around. Like, he didn't have to have an actor.
Here was another uh-oh moment for me. So, in Bumblebee, they even fixed the transforming. Bumblebee, the first time I see him transform out of the Beetle, he transforms just like in the cartoon.
Yeah, it's genius.
It's just normal transforming. You don't need all these like moving parts.
Goosebumpy. You're like, oh my god.
Yeah, they transform like normal. Like, yeah, they like even Optimus Prime's arms came out just like the fucking just like the toy did. Right? Like that's.
But
fucking,
why does Michael Bay have 16
billion
parts?
That's what I'm talking about. It goes back to that.
Also. Also, there are times where it takes forever to transform. Then there are times where they like transform like super fast, and I'm like,
it's kind of like,
why wouldn't you do that all the time?
It's like it's like in those movies in 1994 where they conveniently run out of bullets at the right time for plot purposes.
Right.
Before that, I've got thousands and thousands of bullets, but I get down to the final fucking guy. It's like you're getting to the final boss. Like when I first played Knights of the Old Republic, I only had 2 med packs.
Right.
And I was like, oh shit, I need more med packs? Fuck me. So like took me forever to beat Malik, right?
Right.
This is what's happening here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You ran out of stim packs at the end. Yeah, God, this movie's infuriating.
Okay, so
anyway.
I don't know how else to shit on this movie, but I'm telling you right now.
I know how to shit on it. Well, for one thing, it does have diversity in it, but it's done horribly. So I don't even know what to call it.
It's done the Michael Bay way.
Yeah, so it's a plethora, but a Michael Bay plethora? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
And then as far as like, you know how to shit on this? It's like if I could give it lower than a half of
you know how bad it's going to be?
Half a chainsaw, I would.
I'm going to give it it's so bad that I'm going to subdue my rating and be like, it's so fucking awful that I have to go into your negative territory and give it like negative 2 chainsaws. Like, it's the first ever. I cannot remember the last time I was pissed off in the movie.
Yeah.
In the fucking, like, I texted you in the middle of the movie and said,
I'm so mad right now. Yeah. And I think it's not, look, we've seen some bad Transformer movies, but the fact that they made Bumblebee and it was, I'm going to say it, it was fucking great. It was one of our favorite movies of that year. And we never would have thought in a million years that would happen. And then so this movie, you're thinking like, okay, they're on the right track now.
And imagine it's a huge... Bumblebee, and then you get Rise of Skywalker. Right? Or you get Empire Strikes Back.
The Last Knight Part 2.
You get the Empire Strikes Back, and then you get Rise of Skywalker. Like Return of the Jedi, people have a problem with, but compared to Rise of Skywalker, it's
well,
a
you get Fast 5, and right? then you get Fast 9.
Well, yeah.
We haven't watched 10
at
yet.
At least there was like a gradual, downturn. Like, I would have been okay.
6 was okay.
I would have been okay.
7 was okay.
I would have been okay if this was like Bumblebee-esque.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it wasn't as good as Bumblebee.
Yeah.
But it was still okay because it's a new director, new writers, you know, like, new cast, basically, other than Peter Cullen again. Like, can you give Peter Cullen like a fucking good movie to do, please?
Yeah, I know.
So, like, so... I would have been okay with like a Fast Furious 6, right?
Yeah, movie.
From this. Cause it like, it wasn't, it start, you, with each movie, it got more and more ridiculous, right? But 5 to me was still a pretty decent movie.
Right.
I mean, it's still ridiculous that you're pulling like that fucking 10 ton safe.
But
with
it was
just
awesome.
Two,
cause you
but
never
it
seen anything
fucking
like that
so
before.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right. And there, you know, I love the heist movie, like all that stuff, right? But Fast 6 wasn't that fucking bad. Like they didn't go to space yet, right?
Yeah.
I would have been okay if Rise of the Beast was like Fast 6-esque. Like, it wasn't as good as Bumblebee.
But it was pretty...
Right.
Yeah,
but again,
elements of it.
Empire Strikes Back, Rise of Skywalker.
I don't understand. Like, Travis Knight left the franchise to go do a Terminator movie. And that movie we know, what was it? The Fate movie, whatever it was.
That was his
Terminator
movie?
Yeah, that's where he went.
He directed that movie?
Yeah, and it sucked. I mean, James Cameron, like, put his stink on.
You know what would have been funny? Is if... In a different alternate universe, in like a different Spider-Verse, the dude who directed this movie directed the Terminator movie, and it was fucking fantastic. And then Travis Knight does this movie,
yeah.
And it ends up being like the Empire Strikes Back of Transformers. In a different universe that exists.
And
I want to go to that Spider-Verse.
The thing is we've talked incessantly off podcast about Transformers and how we would have done it, how we would have started it, how the direction we would have went. And it's so much better than what these motherfuckers are doing. They're just throwing everything in the kitchen sink and it doesn't make any sense.
You can't tell me that you can't build a Transformers movie where Transformers are the main fucking characters in the movie.
Right.
Right? Because it's like a Godzilla movie, like a bad Godzilla movie, right? Like where you don't give a shit about the humans, you just want to get to Godzilla.
Right.
Right? Like in this, that's what I feel like these movies are. Where it's like the human characters, I don't give a shit. You try to force this human shit onto
right.
it. And it's like you're, by doing this forceful, like human character shit that doesn't fucking matter to anything because we just want to see Transformers. Like even in the fucking cartoon, yeah, they were trying to sell toys, but it made more sense because like what would you rather see? Like two fucking construction workers or fucking cars that transform fighting other fucking robots that transform.
Yeah, yeah.
And in this, it's the same fucking thing. I don't give a like it sucks what Noah's going through, but like you just force this fucking thing of this kid and this fucking like second fiddle archaeologist because she's getting shit on by her boss into this giant fucking multiversal adventure. And you're just like, none of this fucking fits.
None of it works.
None of this works.
It's weird how in Bumblebee it worked really well because it was a girl in her car and it just worked.
Right.
You know, and they tried to do the boy in the car thing with Wiki and it fucking failed because they did it in a stupid way. In a silly, you know, masturbation jokes and all that shit.
I hate this movie. I hate
this movie. Yeah, it's terrible. Anyway, let's finish.
I cannot believe it got 50-something%. I cannot fucking believe it's that high.
I'm thinking like in the 20s or teens.
I cannot believe it's
this fucking high. Well, the audience score is really high.
The audience score, holy shit. They must be like fucking Zack Snyder fans.
I don't know.
What the fuck movie did you see?
Is this the first post-COVID Transformer movie?
Did they fucking, like, did they swap the movie and they just watched the cartoon and that's what they're giving 90% for?
I don't know, but I think it's been like 4 or 5 years since the last one.
Holy shit, man.
They were just ready for it.
Oh my God, this movie's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, we went to IMAX. We saw an IMAX and IMAX was awesome, but it couldn't save this movie. There was maybe like 10 people, if that, in the entire theater.
Yeah,
which on a Friday night, opening night, that doesn't bode well. I don't think we're going to see a G.I. Joe Transformer conversion.
They shit the bed by bringing in the fucking Beast Wars by the Maximals in this.
Yeah.
It was fucking dumb.
It was really dumb.
So fucking dumb. And bringing Unicron into this.
Go watch the cartoons, folks. Don't even bother.
Like, putting Unicron in this is like their new Venom. We got to put Venom in everything or something.
Yeah.
Or like Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Fucking
it's
real estate shit.
It's the...
right. Basically what this is, right?
Yeah.
It's real estate. He needs real estate to eat.
He's hungry.
Right.
He's starving.
Fucking stoned.
He's... It's like... He wants the rocks. He wants the energy.
It's like... It's like Unicron goes to White Castle.
And the little, the Energen, Kron, whatever, they're the crystals, the onion crystals.
They're the blue meth, they're the blue meth.
The blue meth.
From fucking Breaking Bad. That's why his shit's so good.
Oh my god. Anyway, alright, fuck this movie. Alright, well that was episode 383 of Chew on This, a Nerd United Podcast. I'm BJ.
Vic.
Until next time, folks, chew on that.
Later.